Welcome to this tour of the churches of Priego de Córdoba. If Priego is known for anything in the history of art, it is for its Baroque style. It is no coincidence that people speak of the Priego Baroque School and the cradle of Córdoba's Baroque. The 18th century marked the height of artistic splendor in Priego, thanks to an economic boom driven by the flourishing industry and trade of taffeta, a type of fine, dense silk in high demand at the time, with 130 workshops operating in the town. It was during this period that the old churches and chapels were remodeled in the fashionable Baroque style, giving rise to a school founded by the architect Francisco Hurtado Izquierdo, whose influence was passed down from master to disciple, as you will see during the tour. The presence of Hurtado Izquierdo, chief architect of the cathedrals of Córdoba and Granada, whose best-known work is the Cartuja de Granada, is fundamental to the origins of this school. Married to a woman from Priego, and thanks to his father-in-law, he was appointed collector of excise taxes, royal revenues, and local taxes, which is why he settled in Priego in 1712. The artist could not carry out all the work alone, hence the arrival of collaborators, including the brothers Teodosio and Jerónimo Sánchez Rueda, leading to the establishment of a series of workshops staffed by master builders and altarpiece assemblers, such as that of Juan de Dios Santaella, an artist born in Priego, Francisco Javier Pedrajas, Remigio del Marmol, a transitional artist, and finally, José Álvarez Cubero, the great representative of neoclassical sculpture in Spain. We will also have the opportunity to see examples of Baroque evolving toward Rococo, influenced by France, in the final stages. We must not overlook the magnificent religious imagery you will see in these churches, all created by great masters of the Granada School, who, due to their proximity to Priego, and thanks to a fruitful collaboration with architects and assemblers, left behind works of the highest quality in sculpture in our town. The church, along with religious brotherhoods and confraternities, were the main patrons of all these artists.